The University of Georgia held their agricultural forecast for 2014 sessions this past week, and Dr. Scott Engel, the dean of the College of Agriculture, said, "In agriculture, we're going to have some ups and downs, but overall, I feel pretty good about our industry. We're becoming a world player in food production." He said, "I think this year it's a mixed bag depending on the commodity you're working with." On the experts reporting, they said that corn is expected to decrease after Georgia's second best record yields of 175 bushels per acre last year. Georgia's acres are expected to drop to below 400,000 acres in 2014. On peanuts, peanut acreage, they said, is likely to be up this year compared to last year, but they expect exports to be down. There was a 38% decline in Georgia peanut acreage last year due to higher prices in cotton and corn. Most farmers switched to these crops. Nathan Smith said that this year will be more representative of a normal cycle. The demand for peanut butter, he said, has been hurt when retail prices were raised in 2012, but consumption should rebound. He said candy and snack consumption still lead growth in the peanut industry. On soybeans, he said grain and soybean growers have enjoyed a good run of prices. However, the run appears to be over as U.S. and foreign producers have recovered from short production years. He said that soybeans and wheat prices are expected to fall in 2014. On cotton, Don Cherley, Extension Economist, said that the price of cotton may be down a little bit this year compared to where we were this past year, so profit margins are going to be higher. Shirley said the good news is that fertilizer is going to be a little bit cheaper, but diesel fuel is still very expensive, and farmers are still going to have to pay a lot for chemicals. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.